Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 16th of September. The US court system has confirmed that Federal Reserve Governor Cook will be a voting member at tomorrow's FOMC policy decision. The US Senate has confirmed that Chair of the Council of Economic Advisers, Miran, will be a voting member at tomorrow's FOMC decision. Do either of these confirmations matter to the outcome? Probably not. The markets are expecting a rate cut, and the weakening state of the labour market does not prevent a cut. Whether lower rates will accomplish much, when it appears that uncertainty around government policy and not the cost of credit is the bigger restraint on economic activity, remains to be seen. However, we do have US consumer evidence today, and this should hopefully restore confidence in the idea that a US recession might be avoided. Consumers tend to be less immediately affected by policy uncertainty. If one attempts to move aside the partisan noise, fear of unemployment amongst the middle-aged, middle-class cohort of consumers does seem to be low, and this is the group that matters. Today's retail sales numbers are nominal, and so the effect of higher prices on goods will be a potential boost to the value of sales. However, the middle-class consumer has the ability to pay the higher price, even with lower real income growth, because there are savings and lines of credit available. US consumers will not willingly surrender their national pastime of spending money. The expectation is therefore for a fairly steady pace of spending. We'll also be getting import and export price data from the States. Import price data is, of course, important in judging where the costs of trade policy are likely to fall. In this sense, it is important to ignore the effects of universal global commodity price changes, falling petroleum prices, for instance. Instead, to focus on whether there are offsetting import price declines for specific imported products. So far, that has generally not been the case. The United Kingdom provides some wild guesses at the state of the UK labour market. UK labour market data comes packed with so many health warnings these days as to perhaps undermine confidence in the picture the figures are presenting. For what it's worth, the data is presenting a rather steady state picture of the labour market with modest increases in real incomes. We have the German ZEW business sentiment poll as well today. It's really hard to get excited about sentiment measures. Even the mainstream media is starting to pick up on the problems of data quality when based on surveys. About 15 years after the economics profession was voicing these concerns, but better very late than never. Euro area and US industrial production figures are released today. Despite the euro area being slightly more important as a manufacturer, its industrial production numbers attract fewer than half the economic forecasts than does the US number. Admittedly, the euro data is for July, which was some time ago, and the US numbers are for August. With some US companies suggesting that production is being disrupted by international supply chain problems in the wake of trade policy uncertainty, the US data may have an additional layer of interest in the details. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.